Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kirloskar Pneumatic Company Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dhirendra Tiwari. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 2Q FY23 post-result conference call of Kirloskar Pneumatic Company Limited. We are glad to have with us today the Managing Director of the company, Mr. K. Srinivasan, and CFO, Mr. Suhas Kolhatkar, along with the management team. We are very glad to note that company continues to post very strong performance, and the same was true in second quarter. We wish the management all the best for the future. To start the conversation, we invite Mr. Srinivasan. Over to you, sir.
First, good evening to all of you. Let me at the outset ask my colleague, Jitendra Shah, to read out the disclaimer, and then we will go to the call. Just a moment, please.
Thank you, sir. Good evening to all. The discussion on the financial results during the earnings call may contain statements relating to future business development and economic performance that could constitute forward-looking statements. While these forward-looking statements represent the company's judgments and future expectations, a number of factors could cause actual developments and results to differ materially from expectations. The company undertakes no obligation to publicly revise any forward-looking statements to reflect future events or circumstances. Further, investors are requested to exercise their own judgments in assessing various risks associated with the company and also the effectiveness of the measures which taken by the company in tackling them, as indicated during the discussions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jitendra. Once again, good evening to all of you. Let me at the outset wish you all an advanced Diwali greetings. May the year, the festival of light, and bring you all joy, happiness, and great success going forward. KPCL had a good Q2. Let me read out the numbers and the performance. H1 FY23 has so far been going to plan. Sales could have been higher, but for the deferment of several CNG package dispatches and delays in export shipment. This seems to be happening most quarters nowadays, but hopefully things should stabilize. Most of this will now happen in Q3. The inflation in most inputs have cooled off, and the availability has stabilized as well, albeit with a longer lead time. The general business environment looks stable. Sales in H1 was at rupees 557 crore as compared to rupees 395 crore for the previous year, a growth of over 43%. This was largely driven by project execution in oil and gas space, both in the domestic and overseas market. The profit before tax grew from 25.4 crore to 57.6 crore, a growth of 126%. All the businesses, air, refrigeration, and gas were to plan. As you all know, a significant part of export comes from the gas business. Consequently, the business split has moved somewhat more towards gas during the first six months, but this will even out during the year. Export sales in the first half was at 86 crore. This was nearly seven times what we had done in the whole year last year. We expect to do more than 150 crore in exports for the full year. The continuing demand for oil and gas from the MENA region and our execution capabilities bodes well for this business from this region and in this space. The overall order bank was nearly at the same level as the last quarter and stood at about 1,200 crore. As you recall, it was about 1,226 crore earlier. While several proposals are at different stages of finalization, we expect order booking to improve in the next two quarters in order that we have enough order bank to meet our growth aspirations for the next year. we have committed on a capex spend of about 40 crore so far in H1 against the planned capex of 65 crore for the year. We will complete the planned capex and ensure that we have both the capacity and the capability to meet next year's budget. Though working capital management has been a challenge during this period, we are committed to bring the overall net working capital down at least to 18%, which was what it was last year. Let us now discuss the results of the product line. The air compressor business introduced several new sales models for the screw compressors to address the niche markets that we were not present, like in off-the-shelf, stock-and-sell compressors, production of reciprocating compressor packages, etc. The packages for reciprocating and centrifugal compressors in metal plants, chemical industries, air separation plants continue to develop and grow, and we continue to remain the preferred choice in these requirements. Refrigeration compressor systems. In order to address the slowdown in the offtake of compressors for the cold chain and ice plants that we mentioned in Q1, we launched the Renovare scheme, wherein the compressors could return their old compressors and get a new one at a net special price. This has become a hit with compressors as they could upgrade their machines economically. We have done significant business in this during the second quarter, and we expect to do more in the third quarter in this. We have several major packages to deliver in the next half year, and work on this is also in progress. We expect to finalize more orders in this space to keep the growth momentum both in the domestic and export market. The Kyone screw compressor for refrigeration was showcased at the recent Food Pro at Chennai, and this has garnered great interest with the users. We are introducing this in the market in a phased manner, and this will allow us to make minor modifications if required to meet specific requirements of the pharma, food processing and dairy industry. This will scale up in Q3 and Q4. Process gas compression systems. We dispatched yet another large package to the MENA region, and as I speak, we have started also dispatching in Q3 these packages. In this case, the customer has moved this package that we dispatched to the site so quickly that our team was already there to supervise its erection and commissioning all within a quarter. That is just to show the kind of pace at which this business is growing in Middle East. In order to bring out the opportunity in this space for quick project execution, the current situation of burgeoning demand for hydrocarbons in the global market, we expect exports in this to cross 150 crores during the year. The dispatch of CNG packages continues to languish on the back of reluctance of gas distribution companies to commit new capacities in the current context, both in terms of additional gas availability and price. Clearly, the situation is untenable, and we expect that it would be addressed going forward. However, the investment in upstream, midstream, and downstream parts of this business remains strong, and we continue to participate in this. There are several packages under finalization, and this would allow us to keep the growth trajectory going in the space. With the new investment in CNG distribution being in the condition that it is, we had deferred the formal launch of the Hydro Booster compressor. As you recall, we have got this project approved, we have got this compressor tested and approved again and qualified for various requirements, but we have now decided to reposition it for the biogas market, though this is a significantly smaller market till the time that the CNG distribution picks up. The O&M services business continues as normal across India, though the current business condition brings its own challenges in terms of working capital management. Outlook for Q3. The war in Europe and its consequence on the energy industry has a major impact on our business prospects, and I must say not all of this is adverse. We are presented with both new opportunities as well as new challenges. We continue to have strong order inquiries, and this bodes well for the future. We will benefit from the changing competitive landscape based on our design and execution capabilities, particularly in this segment. We are confident that we will be able to maintain our growth momentum and remain committed to our aspirational target of being a 2,000 crore company in the next 2 to 3 years. I'm going to now request Suhas to take you forward with the financial numbers, and then we'll take our questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening to all of you at the outset. Season's greetings to you all. Let me wish you all a very happy Diwali with a healthy and wealthy new year. I hope you were able to go through the results which we have posted on the BSE website yesterday after the conclusion of the board meeting. We have also uploaded a presentation on the trends of H1 results of our company on our company's website. However, for the benefit of those who probably did not get a chance to have a look at those results, let me now summarize the results for H1 of the current financial year. Before I touch upon the various financial parameters, let me first broadly talk about some of the highlights of the period. The company during this half year achieved a couple of landmarks. The sales for the H1, as Mr. Srinivasan said, were at 567 crores compared to 395 crores, and these sales were highest so far for the company in H1. The company's exports were also at 86 crores and it has surpassed all our previous annual exports. We were around 23 crores of exports annually. We have done about 86 crores as against 12 crores last year, same period. This was mainly from the overseas oil and gas market. Profit before tax was above rupees 57 crores with improvement in margins to 10.1% from 6.3% in H1. The H1 of FY22. The order book as on 1st October 22 stood at over 1,200 crores, which is more or less at the same level of the last quarter. I will now turn to the business results for Q2 and H1 ended 30th September 2022. Sales for the quarter Q were higher than the previous quarter and corresponding quarter of the previous year. So there was a growth YOY and Q quarter on quarter. At rupees 295 crores, it registered a growth of 8% over Q1 of the current fiscal and over 30% over quarter 2 of the previous year. Export orders to oil and gas sector, as we said, in the overseas market and project supplies in the domestic market helped us in achieving these results. With other income close to about 6 crores, both in H1 of both current and previous year, total income for the H1 rose to 573 crores compared to 402 crores of previous year, a rise of over 42%. This represents growth of over 26% in domestic sales and 6 times in exports. Commodity prices eased out to some extent during the quarter, which has got reflected in the lower material cost of 55.6% in quarter 2 compared to 58.6% of quarter 1, almost 3% saving in the material cost. Current cost of quarter 2 is similar or marginally lower than quarter 2 of the previous year. However, higher input cost of quarter 1 coupled with mix of projects and product orders, 65%, 35% as they were in Q1, and cost for strategically accepted and executed export order for the entry in the overseas oil and gas space in the quarter 1 pushed the overall material cost for H1 to 57.1% as against 54.2%, but this was mainly in quarter 1. ERE, which is employee related expenses as per the plan, and lower in quarter 2 compared to quarter 1. Despite increments and promotions to deserving employees, H1 ERE was at 72 crores, representing 12.6% of the total income compared to 15.9% of the previous year. There is no interest cost and company has no borrowings, and for H1 there has been no interest cost as against about 1 crore 40 lakhs in the previous year. At this juncture, I would also like to state that the company has a net free cash position of over 160 crores as on 1st October 2022. Of course, this is lower than the previous year when it stood at 244 crores. But you may observe that during the past 1 year, company spent over 156 crores, being aggregate of capex of about 90 crores, dividend of about 26 crores, and loan repayment of 40 crores that happened in December last year. With quarter 2 depreciation is in line with the previous quarter, it's lower than the corresponding quarter of the previous year. H1 depreciation is also lower than the H1 of the previous year. Other expenses, as you know, are the mix of fixed and variable costs and are at 18.2% of sales in H1 of the current year compared to 19.7% of the previous year. There is no significant variation. In fact, there has been a saving in terms of percentage to sales in the level of expenditure during the current quarter, except that the normal level of pre-COVID expenses is being incurred. As a result, EBITDA in quarter two at 14.7% has improved over quarter one of 10.9%, and this is a significant almost 4% growth in EBITDA levels of the current year and quarter two of the previous year when it was at 11.4%. Similarly, EBITDA for the current year's H1 improved to 12.9% compared to 11.4% of the previous year. Profit before tax for the first half of the current year is 57 crores, representing 10.1% of the total income compared to 25.4 crores, equivalent to 6.3% in the previous year. The growth in PBT is over 126%. Quarterly PBT also improved from 7.9% to 12%. This is quarter-on-quarter growth. Profit after tax for the H1 rose to 43.5 crores and stood at 7.6% compared to 18.4 crores, which was 4.6%, representing a growth of almost over 135%. During this 6 months and during this quarter, company issued 59,700 equity shares and 113,200 shares in H1 under the employee stock option program to the eligible employees. Consequently, there has been a small change in the paid-up share capital, which is now at 12.91 crores compared to 12.89 crores. Basic EPS improved to 6.74 rupees per share in H1 compared to rupees 2.86 in the previous year. With about 94 to 95% of the revenue coming from compression segment, it remains the only reportable segment. The segment earned a profit of about 17.9%, very close to the average annual profit of 18.5% happened in the current quarter, improving from 15% in the last quarter. H1 results also improved to 16.5% against 15% in the previous year. Order booking during the quarter two was more or less equal to the sales of the quarter, and as I said earlier, company has an order book of over 1,200 crores as on 1st October 22. Incidentally, on 1st October 21, that is previous year, company had a 1,000 plus order book. So there has been a significant growth, almost 20% growth in the order board as well. Capital employed in the compression segment increased to rupees 305 crores against 280 crores at the end of quarter one and 277 crores at the beginning of the year. This mainly represents the build-up of the inventory for the business in quarter three and quarter four. Receivables were reduced compared to the opening balance by 33 crores, and we have been pretty regular in getting our suppliers' outstanding also down there. Suppliers' outstanding is now down by about 20 crores. General breakup of the business between projects and product. We have about 60% business coming from the projects, while the balance is coming as usual from the products. Ratio for the H1 was about 65-35. So more or less remaining the same. That's it from our side so far as the business results are concerned, and we are now happy to take any questions.
Thank you. We will now begin with the question answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Milind Karmarkar from the Dalal & Broacha Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, congratulations on a great set of numbers, and I think you've delivered what you had promised, and as an investor, we sincerely hope that we do reach the target of 2,000 crores as fast as possible. I had a couple of questions. The first one was about sustainable EBITDA margins going forward. I do understand that they would vary with the product, different products as well as projects as well as exports. But what in your view would be the sustainable EBITDA margins over a longer period of time, that is 3 to 5 years? That's my first question.
Yeah, okay. So to answer your first of all, thank you for your compliments. We appreciate it. It always motivates us to meet commitments, and I think that's the first thing we set ourselves to, is that do what we say and do it every time. That's been kind of you to say so. As far as the margins, we have said a general indication that we are given is our target is to get the company towards an 18% EBITDA margin. Okay. The compression segment per se has almost been delivering that. We are always there as far as that 18% objective is concerned. We should first take it as 18% for the company as an EBITDA margin direction. We are moving towards it. The question is whether we'll do it within 1 year or whether we'll do it in 1.5 years, but we will get there.
Okay.
Then we will take targets going forward from there.
All right. Thank you. My second question is on exports. Basically, just wanted to check that will the export margins improve going forward, because I think last time you had said that one of the export orders which was there was basically an order where we wanted to showcase our capabilities. So obviously that could be of slightly lower margins. So what's your view on export margins going forward? Are they likely to improve?
As you would have seen in Q2 itself, the export margins have come back marginally. It is not as bad as the first quarter. Overall export margins have been now moving towards again the same. Target 18% remains for export as well. And when we say the compression segment overall is around 18, export also being a part of the compression segment predominantly is almost there. I don't want to give a specific margin on exports, because there is some benefit that we do get from the depreciating rupee, which will also start kicking in. So the margins will be again directionally 18%.
Okay. And also on exports, wanted to know if Europe can be an opportunity going forward, looking at, the cost of manufacturing going up significantly because of the energy costs in Europe.
Our exports are predominantly today to the MENA region. It's Middle East and North Africa. And our advantage is not because we export into Europe as much as Europe finding it difficult to export into these areas because of their current situation.
Okay. Got it. Now, one last question on listing. Are we looking at listing on the NSE, because it is perceived that this improves the liquidity?
Your point is valid. We have been applying regularly with a request that we should get traded in NSE, and we believe that they are addressing it, and hopefully we should see some movement on this going forward.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. That's all from my side, and best of luck once again.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vishal Varia from Mass Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, Mr. Srinivasan and Suhasbhi. So, my question is, if you could delve a little more on the order prospects from the domestic side, as to which are these industries where you are seeing some slowdown in inquiries, which are the industries where you are not seeing some slowdown or maybe some pickup. So that color will be very helpful. Thank you.
Can you repeat your first part, because you are not clearly audible?
Okay. Yeah, sure. So I was trying to ask that which are the segments, which are the industries from where you are seeing some pickup in inquiries, pickup in orders, and which are the segments where you are seeing a decline in inquiries and order prospects. Thank you.
I think the industry that's clearly showing pickup is the upstream, midstream, and downstream of oil and gas. There definitely there is traction, and new projects are being envisaged both in India and in the Middle East. So we are very active in that space. Specific slowdown in the quarter, I would not say any. There has not been so far any major slowdown. There have been slowdown in the execution of CNG packages in the final end, which is really what the gas stations or the distribution stations are. That commissioning and installation work is really being held back because there is availability challenges, there is a margin or price challenge for these distribution companies. Consequently, we are not getting enough clearances for installing these gas pumping stations.
If you could elaborate, say, on the chemicals front, on the steel front, on cement, how are the things, and on mining as well?
We are not seeing any slowdown at all in any of these you mentioned. On the contrary, in cement, we have more inquiries coming in. On the metal side, more inquiries. Chemical side, more inquiries, particularly on the pharmaceutical side, etc. So really no slowdown at all in any of the segments that you mentioned. So like I said, there's no slowdown that we have seen so far.
Okay, and how about the pricing now that the commodities have cooled off a bit? Are you seeing some pricing actions by the competitors and by yourself as well, where some of the prices are being rolled back or discounts being offered, anything of the sort?
See, we never got the price increase that we wanted when the prices went up. There is no reason for us to pull back prices with the commodities easing off. They have never gone down significantly, but definitely it's not going up further in most cases. So I think we are in a very stable price condition at the moment. We are able to hold a price. We are able to quote and stay with the price. I think that's the way it is going to be for the rest of the two quarters.
And competitors are also not resorting to any...
We work with our numbers. We don't see too much of what the competitor pricing strategies are. I do know that in specific cases, they do take a lower price and win orders, but that is for them to work on.
Okay. And my last question is on the export front. We were also looking at export opportunities for the gas compressors and overall skids for oil and gas applications in Southeast Asia. So how is that panning out?
At the moment, we are busy with Middle East and North Africa. We have had a few inquiries from a few Southeast Asian countries, but these are early stages.
Okay, this is helpful. Thank you very much. I'll come back with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Mihir Manohar from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Mihir Manohar.
Thanks for giving the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers, really good execution and also on the margin side. I had a couple of questions. I mean, on your opening remarks, you mentioned about, you know, deferring the launch of hydro boosters. So just wanted to get an understanding as to, you know, what is exactly the issue happening on the CNG side. And given the fact that, you know, we were looking at something 500 crores of a market size from this particular segment, and we were looking at 200 to 250 crores kind of a revenue. So, I mean, you know, with this this particular segment seeing challenges, how are we still confident of the 2000 crores number that we are aspiring? My second question was on the ordering momentum. And, you know, your press release mentions that you expect a pickup in order from in the second half. So if you could throw some more light on, you know, what kind of orders are you expecting to win, and if you could also quantify what could be the potential order win. Because when we see last three quarters backlog, I mean, naturally our order book is quite good. But over the last three quarters, it has remained around 1200 to 1250 crores kind of a number. That was the second question. And just lastly, on the export side, I mean, you know, if you could throw some more light, how are you seeing the MENA region in the 2000 crore target which is there, what could be the exports, and how are you competitively pricing your product on that side? Yeah. So these were the three questions here. Thank you.
So first, coming to the CNG question, the CNG gas stations, that is where they fill the vehicle. Now there, the gas distribution companies do not make margin with the current price of gas at which they get. And consequently, their interest in installing new stations is muted. Plus, the availability of gas for a period of time has not been to the expectation that they have to add more stations. So there is a cooling down in installing new gas compressors for distribution. That is at the what we call as the filling stations. The orders have all been given. We all have into this business, and they all have these contracts with them. So they are not installing it or deferring it for the moment. So we are seeing some slowdown. Is this sustainable? Answer clearly is no. It cannot remain this way. That's why I said there is a situation where you will have a social problem if you have so many gas vehicles and they are not able to fill gases. So consequently, this has to ease. At the moment, we expect this will take at least a quarter or so to play out. It is not going to happen during the winter months when gas price even otherwise globally is high. So we expect it to start easing only in the fourth quarter. Consequently, we're going to have, let's say, almost a quarter and a half more of lower CNG compressor sale. In this context, for us to push the new product of the booster compressors doesn't make sense because there are not too many being installed as it is. So that is why we have repositioned, saying that we will now focus on these next two quarters on the biogas where there is activity, not to the same scale as the CNG stations, but there is activity still happening around this space, particularly driven on the back of ESG initiatives. So we are focusing on that. Longer term story of gas being a predominantly friendly energy source and a product that will be driven by the government in the energy market would remain. They have given a target that they will move the gas composition in the energy basket from 5 to 12%, and that's not going to change. So all these longer-term stories remain. We will have some pain in the next quarter and a half at least. So that's what we are looking for. That's your first question. Your second question is in terms of order backlog. Yes, 1,200 would not be enough to meet our growth aspiration of continuing to grow at 20% plus year on year, which means our order bank has to go up. But I also did mention that the expectation of this new requirement of getting hydrocarbon projects executed quickly in the Middle East, etc., means that the execution cycles would have to be faster. And that is where our execution capability and engineering capability would kick in as an advantage. So I said that is going to help us to finalize quickly and execute quickly, shorter than what we are used to. So we expect, one, to book more quick turn orders. Second is to execute orders and fill them up equally fast. So it's going to change the rhythm of our working, but yes, we need to book more orders and execute them faster. That's broadly the answer on the order backlog. We will see more order booking. We'll also execute faster. The last question you asked is in terms of export and export competitiveness. I did answer in the earlier one itself, saying that our competitiveness comes from our ability to engineer a complete package and execute them efficiently and quickly. I did mention that we did one execution and installation within a quarter, and this is at a difficult place in the Middle East, North African region, and this is not done in a normal course of business. So it was an exceptionally good set of work done, and that would bode well for the way we would take up future orders and execute very aggressively. So that broadly answers all your three questions, I assume.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much on that. And just lastly, I mean, just an extension to that, I mean, despite the challenges which are there on the CNG side, do you still believe that we will be able to achieve 2,000 crores kind of a number in over the 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, I, again, same. This is only a quarter and a half story. This is not going to play into the future. Our 2,000 crore aspiration is 2 to 3 years, so this will catch up. There is no cancellation. There is no technological change. There is no substitution. It is a deferment, and that will play out.
Sure, yeah. Thank you very much, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Aditya Chera from InGrid Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. I wanted to understand what are the key parameters your customers would look before buying the compressor. Would it be the price of the compressor or the efficiency of the compressor, assuming that power cost would be also a major part of running it? So if you could guide us in understanding those.
Yeah, Mr. Chira, I think we had answered this in a different way in the earlier calls, and I'll explain it. See, we did about 3,000 odd compressors last year for a turnover of roughly about 1,030 odd crore. That means our compressors are about 30 lakh plus per compressor, which means we don't sell their compressors. We are more of a package solution provider. Compressor is the core of our package solution. We are more of a package solution provider. Consequently, the customers who buy our products are looking for a comprehensive engineered package solution. So the compressor is a core part of it, but that is only the core. It is not everything. So there is everything that put together which gives them an efficient, cost-effective, and quick installed solution for his requirement.
Fair. And apart from this, is there any parameter on which we are benchmarking ourselves with competitor products, or that would not be very material given the nature is more project-based and execution-based?
Yeah, I think we do benchmark obviously in every individual items in this package, but the final delivered solution to the customer is the cost of ownership and the overall cost of installed commission package that he gets. And there we compete based on all parameters, individual product efficiencies, individual product pricing, as well as a complete execution.
Perfect. Thanks. That's it for me.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Participants also requested to kindly restrict your questions to two per participant. We have the next question on the line of Suraj Navandar from Sampar Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. So my first question was on the outlook for the second half of the year. That our second half is usually more stronger in terms of revenue as well as in margins. And also this quarter we have a bit of a spillover effect of Q2 in Q3. So can you expect the same this year as well?
I can give you a broad indication, Suraj. Look, last year, as on 1st of October, we have a order board of 1,000 crores and a sale of 395 crores. So we delivered 1,021 crores. This year, first half, we have done about 567 crores and we have an order board of 1,200 crores. So you can, you know, extrapolate the numbers based on this. Margins will always be better. We are given an indication that we will have about 20% growth over the previous year during our last call also.
Okay, sir. Sir, the next question was, there was one media report saying that government is planning a PLI scheme for city gas distribution, where they are also including our products, pumps and gas meters, and there are more equipment, but have you heard anything on it?
No, not for our product. I don't think it's available for our product.
Okay, okay. And so you also talked about target of 18% EBITDA margins.
Yeah.
Can you just guide what products or which segment will be the driving force which will take us from 12-13% to 18% EBITDA margins?
See, on EBITDA margins, Suraj, I want to just say, don't judge KPC's performance by quarter on quarter or quarter by quarter. Look at the historical EBITDA percentages from this compression segment. We have been delivering close to 18.5%, 19% plus. And our direction for the current year is also towards the same. If you just look at the current quarter, we have got about 17.9% or close to 18% EBITDA, a segment result from the compression segment. There are and overall results are about 16.5% to 17%, which are very close to, it is better than the previous year. What is pulling at KP at the company level, there are a couple of businesses which had, and the corporate expenses, which are under, I would say, scrutiny, and we are working on it to get how to improve the margins over there and reduce the, I would say, the costs coming out of those. So other non-reportable segments, which are barely 30-35 crores of total revenue, is something that we are looking at. They are, today they are supporting the compression segments, and we would take appropriate steps to reduce that cost so as to improve the KPC-wise margin. Directionally, as Mr. Srinivasan said in the first question when we replied to Mr. Milind, that our interest, our intention is to have about 18% margin, EBITDA margin for the company as a whole. So that's the direction that we are working on.
Yeah, absolutely, sir. And sorry, is there any update on Road Rivers?
Road Railer is something that we are working on. Again, it's a matter, it's a part of non-reportable segments. You are aware that we were into this business our main interest is to manufacture that. We are looking at the tie-up for, you know, the service function with the potential logistics providers who would also eventually take up this business. Our interest will continue to focus on the manufacturing of road railers whenever they are required, and that would mean that we are focused to our engineering business.
Update in a sense, I meant any step further in terms of approval from Ministry of Railways in terms of
carriage. Sorry, come again?
Progress in terms of approval from Ministry of Railways. Last time we spoke, you said that we are waiting for approval from railways to run these on pan-India basis.
We have been running this for last couple of years. And over 150 odd trains we have, 150 trips we have done. However, we have only one corridor to operate on, which is between Delhi and Chennai. The government is working on a general policy where it will allow others to also to come into play in the road railer, which means the sectors will broaden, expand, and KPC, having the technology, will have an opportunity to supply road railer units to them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vishal Biraria from Max Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. So my one question is on the domestic market. Yeah. When we look at the air compressors, would we have gained market share in India?
You're talking of air compressors? Are you talking of air compressors? Mr. Vishal?
Mr. Vishal, can you hear us? It appears that the participant has dropped from the call, sir. We'll move on to the next question.
Yeah.
I now invite Mr. Sonali Shah from MK Investment Managers to please go ahead with your question.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my question. So my first question is, what is the current lead time for to deliver, say, a product as well as a project's order right now? As you mentioned, there is a quicker turnaround time right now.
Okay. Now, if you look at a bare compressor, which is really an equipment that we deliver it generally within 6 to 12 weeks, depending on the complexity. A project can be anywhere between 6 months to 14 months. Now, that again depends on the package and the complexity. Today, we are trying to see if the 6 months can come down to 5 months and the 14 months can come down to about 8 to 10 months. So that's a big, big ask, and that's what we're trying to work on.
Okay, got it, sir. And just the second question will be, so we've done around almost 500 crores worth of inflows in the first half of the year. Can I just confirm this, in the second half of the year, majority of our inflows will be coming predominantly in the gas compressor segment?
I couldn't get the question.
Where will the second quarter come? Sonali, the order board today is in the same, has the same composition as our businesses. So you know that we have about 25 to 30% coming from the air compressor, 30 to 35 coming from refrigeration, and balance 40-45% coming from the gas system. Now, order board composition is the same. We have a capabilities to deliver close to 400 crores in a quarter, which we have demonstrated in the past. We have a 1,200 crores order board with us that will help us to get the figures, and we'll be able to get us the sales in the second quarter. CNG, which was a little bit slow in the second quarter, is bound to pick up because most of the CNG companies do have the deliverables, though they have been given certain concessions. But the inquiry levels and the orders for the delivery in other gas systems and refrigerations and the air compressors are pretty strong, and the order board is also good for the delivery. So we should be able to get that 20% growth on the annual basis. So obviously balance required sales will come in the third and fourth quarter.
All right, got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vishal B. from Maslech.
Sir, my apologies. I got dropped out. There was a disconnection of the call, network issues. So I was trying to ask if it will be possible for you to tell me that in the first half in the air compressor business in India, would we have gained market share?
See, we're not a big player in the air compressor business in India.
Yeah.
We are one among the many smaller players. The big two are much, much bigger. So I won't even hazard a guess whether we won market share or not. We are not significant in any case.
Okay. 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 Coming to Europe, we are seeing a lot of new LNG stations coming up in Europe. And so is that creating an potential opportunity for us that we can maybe address in a few years? Is that something of interest?
We have to see how this plays out. To start with, LNG basically is cryogenic pumps, etc. Our refrigeration opportunity does play out in this, but that is more at the time of the storage. That is where you actually do the LNG compression and putting it on the sea. So we are working on a couple of those opportunities in the Middle East and North Africa because a lot of it is going to move from this space into Europe. At the point of downloading and distribution, these are just cryogenic pumps, etc. It's not really our cup of tea at the moment. But yes, there are opportunities in the upstream area, as you talk, in this LNG. And that is not in Europe. That's going to be from the Middle East and North Africa.
Okay. Okay.
On the lighter side, we'll have to see the availability of gas in the Europe going forward.
Right. Okay. No, my question was more from the regasification terminals that are coming up.
Absolutely. They are now trying to get LNG out of Algeria, Morocco, all kinds of places which were not seen as viable earlier. Yeah. Right. Your point is valid.
Okay. Fair enough. So thank you very much. I'm through.
Okay.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening and congratulations, sir. So my first question, just a clarification, this 85 odd crores of exports that we did in the first half, this will be largely on the gas compressor side, right?
Yeah, I think a significant part is on the gas projects. There is still a refrigeration component in it, traditional businesses that we do. In the second half, there are packages of refrigeration that's also going out in this space. I think one of the earlier participants did ask a question about LNG. There are opportunities of refrigeration also there along with the oil and gas sector. So that will also start playing in the second half.
Okay. And your air compression systems or your refrigeration, a market exists and we can participate, I mean, if we choose to build it out on the export side.
This is a market that is burgeoning basically because of the repositioning of the European demand from the old traditional gas sources to the newer requirement coming out of the Middle East. Consequently, a lot of things which were not earlier tapped are being tapped. Tremendous opportunities for new installation of gas packages, refrigeration packages in this space, and we have a great possibility of doing more.
Fair enough. And So my last question, since it's been about 2.5-3 years since you have come into the company, and you have highlighted multiple times that there were a lot of low-hanging fruit in terms of introducing new products, tapping into new geographies, exports that you intend to do, and it seems to be playing out. If we have to look out 2-3 years out, what would your priorities be now?
I think we'll have to take it step by step. I think we said 2,000 crores in 2 to 3 years, first priority. There is a whole lot of work that is going on creating capabilities within the company, which involves product development, capability building in terms of engineering and execution, cost competitiveness building by in terms of getting our value chain better positioned to address the newer opportunities, which means our project Hercules for forgings, which means some fabrication for our internal requirements, which will make our value chain more efficient. So a whole lot of activities are going on. And you see, companies grow on an S-curve, lot of effort, little result in the early days, and then the big tipping point, and then it starts moving better. We have headwinds at some stages, but they also have some advantages. It gives us new opportunities and new areas to learn and work on. So I think we are clear. 2 to 3 years, we said 2,000, we should get there quicker than what we want to, and then we will talk about what we want to do from there. Like we said in the early calls, this is a large opportunity in terms of market size. The whole business is big. We have the competitive advantage being in the right geography with the right positioning. We will try and maximize on the opportunities available to us.
Fair enough. That's very encouraging to you, sir. So, season's greeting to you and your team and all the best, sir.
Thank you all, and once again, season's greetings, Diwali wishes.
Last question.
The last wish?
No.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Neeraj M. from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just had a question on the, what would be the share of revenues for air compressor and refrigeration for your company today?
Same, what we have been talking about 30 to 35% in.
See, we give a very broad guidance, and we would leave that as a general thing on a sustainable basis. About 25% from air, about 30 to 35% from refrigeration, about 40 to 45% from the gas business. So this is the broad guidance that we've been giving, and we by and large plan our business around these ratios. There would be quarters when this ratio gets a little changed. For example, last quarter I would say the gas business went up a little bit higher because of some big exports. But it will even out of India.
Okay. So the reason I was asking was, the gas compressor from the outlook looks like a higher growth rate because of your the oil and gas upstream downstream and the long-term city gas distribution side. So can you give us an outlook on among these three segments, how do you see the growth rate over the next 3-4 years, and which is the fastest according to you, and how do we see that in terms of growth rate from these three segments separately?
Can you repeat, please?
We lost you a bit in between, and there was we're not clear what you asked.
Okay, the simple question is like, can you give us a way to think on how do you see the growth rate on these three segments over the next 3 years? And in terms of order of growth, where you all think will be among these three?
Yeah, so what we have been saying is the ratios we are given, the ratio in our business, and that is also not only based on the growth rate in the market, but also in terms of sustainable growth for the company. If you overgrow in segments like in the gas business, then there is a cycle in the gas business. You would see peaks and valleys. So to keep the company's growth rate evened out at 20% plus year on year, we would need to keep a certain balance in the growth between these three segments. And that's the reason we said we will stay at about 25% on the air compressor, between 30 to 35 on the refrigeration, and about 40 to 45 on gas. The market opportunities in all these segments for us is significantly higher, but this is the kind of growth that we would aspire to take. If you're looking at what these industries are going, they're growing at different rates. They are growing at 25% year on year. It is our market opportunity in this that we will take.
scale up happening? Because opportunity is large, but things are not moving ahead there.
I am not able to get you clearly.
No, on the railroad, can you give a thought of yours how you see scaling up? Because the opportunity of the railroad is very high, large, but things are not moving much that side. Any thoughts on that side?
See, the road railer business for us is a business that we have said clearly is not our core. We are looking at a strategic partner who would run the business part of it, and we are only interested in being the road railer manufacturer. We have done what we call as a technology and efficacy demonstration. We have demonstrated that on an end-to-end automated logistic management is possible, and we have run it successfully for more than a year and a half, right through the end of COVID till now. And we have shown that without any kind of a disruption, any accidents, thank God, we have been delivering month on month, week on week, consignments which are very precious cargo, like right from cell phones to air conditioners, etc., from Chennai to Delhi to our various customers in a very efficient way. It is now for the logistic partner or the strategic partner to take and run with it across India. We would be only interested in being the back-end manufacturer. That is all is our long-term objective. We are working on it, and it will take its time because there are multiple things involved. One is there has to be a good partner who take and run, one or many. Second is they would have to work their way with the government approvals, etc. And once this is done, we will have a formal announcement possible at that stage.
But is there approval issue from the government right now? Is there a bottleneck on that side?
Not for us, nothing from our side.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Manish Goyal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. Congratulations on great set of numbers, sir. Sir, couple of questions. First, on the export side, sir, would just like to get some perspective as to how much the addressable market would be for us on both the gas and the refrigeration compressor packages, number one. And number two, how the market size would have increased in recent past due to probably very strong oil prices and the gas prices? And third question related to is that, are these orders on competitive bidding or these are largely negotiated orders?
I will tell you, Mr. Goyal, a couple of directional things. How much large is this market is, I think, anybody's guess, because it all depends upon when the project starts coming up for execution. As the thing stands today, we have got close to about 700-800 crores inquiry levels from the export, from the overseas market in the oil and gas sector, particularly in MENA. I would say oil and gas sector, but for gas as well as refrigeration. Conversion rates are pretty good because we had been demonstrating this. We have been working on this for last 3, 4, 5 years, and the result of which we have seen in the current year, with first half exports going to about 85-86 crores, and we do have similar number of orders in the order bank. So that would give us a good opportunity to bid for the subsequent orders. This in the export market, the consultants through EPC contractors, etc. And then there are, they always invite bids from multiple players in this field, and negotiations for the price, once you are technically found capable of delivering, what we call it as a proven track record, we are entertained for the order negotiation. So that's something which will give us opportunity, having executed the orders in the current year.
Sure, okay. Sir, the whole idea to ask this was just to get a perspective that in our journey to 2000 crores, probably our aim is to have 15-20% revenue share from exports.
Correct.
For this, it's basically on a, incrementally we'll see on a sustainable basis our export revenue growing to 300-400 crores and sustaining over there.
That's what we are hoping for. Let's see how the market turns out to be.
And sir, in projects business, sir, out of revenue we generate in projects, how much would be our own product in that particular, say, project revenue, and how much would be outsourced, sir?
See, the project business is a packaging business. Though we call it as a project, is actually a package.
Right.
Right. And here, package meaning we engineer the product, we do the construction of the product, we test the product on our own, in our factory before we dispatch it. So we know what we are manufacturing, etc. Depending upon the scope of supply, the in-house manufactured compressor component will get decided, or content will get decided.
Okay. But ideally, what would be the band, sir? Like,
it is very difficult to project. In CNG compressor product or CNG compressor project, 100% is manufactured. That means the core compressor is manufactured by us. Obviously, we are not going to get involved in the manufacture of motor, engine, etc., which is the main driver of the compressor. So those are the bought-out components. So we say that roughly about 15-20% would be the internal, you know, contribution or internal internally manufactured product in case of CNG. In case of other products, it is mostly outsourced. So we have very little portion going into the build of a product which is produced internally, because that's something we would not like to get unnecessarily involved in, as our scope is to engineer and package, engineer and supply the package.
Thank you. That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I think just to end this discussions, again, the season's greetings and, you know, happy Diwali.
Thank you.
And a very healthy new year to all of you. Healthy and wealthy, of course, new year. I am sure the stock market will give you sufficient benefits coming from all the industries. And thanks for attending this conference call of the earnings call of the Kirloskar Pneumatic Q2 results.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.